Yeah, with my 705, I can hit the Lake Orion repeater, but I've never talked to anybody on it. So once in a while, I'll turn it on and call CQ, and I never have anyone come back. I have more luck on DMR than I do. Well, usually I can get someone on DMR, but yeah, D-Star, I haven't had anybody on that repeater yet, but I can hit it from my house, so yeah, I go from here. But yeah, soon enough, maybe someone will add one to a tower here, and it'll give us all an excuse to go buy some stuff. But I'm kind of surprised that D-Star didn't take off, because I'm, at least with the group of people I talk to, I'm kind of shocked by the amount of IC705s that everybody has, so I'm kind of surprised that, you know, a D-Star solution didn't kind of get a foothold with how many people I know that have that radio.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with, like, DMR P25 is you can get radios that are end of life, let's say. So let's say that police entity or a commercial entity or something of that nature, you know, they don't use them anymore. So you can get those. You have a lot of talented people out there. They can fix them, tune them up, rebuild them, align them, put the missing parts in them and make them work again. I think that's the biggest reason. You know, this thing with I think the problem with the D-Star, and this is just according to me, the problem with D-Star and Fusion and things like that is it's proprietary. You almost have to have their stuff. You know, you can't grab a Motorola radio, an old MTR 2000 or something like that, and make it go to D-Star. You know, but you can grab MTR 3000 or something of that nature, and you can make it go to ham DMR, you know, or SLR or something of that nature. And then you put it in, you clean it up, you never have to worry about it, aside from the thing, you know, getting hit by lightning. But the Fusion stuff, you got to buy their stuff. D-Star, you got to buy their stuff. And I really think that's holding it all up, you know, the popularity and the availability. So if you go to Hamfest and you see one that, you know, something's burned up, you pick it up for next to nothing, you got a whole bunch of extra parts to make, you know, keep your existing one going.